We had three dumpsters full that throw away. We just couldn't recoup the loss on that. 84 years, my father started in 1928. It's been a family store forever.
Just one of the many sad stories being told of the thousands of people who have lost livelihoods, homes, and businesses in the wake of Superstorm Sandy. New York announces they're getting $27 million in federal monies to hire 5,000 Sandy cleanup workers, which is a big deal because it is a nightmare mess, let me tell you, having just seen some of this much from a much closer angle, being in New Jersey and New York than away from it, and the unbelievable things that have happened to people as a result. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving holiday. If nothing else, you got a chance to spend it with some family or friends, or maybe by yourself. In a good way, you had a chance to chill and take a breath and eat some turkey, hopefully, or stuffing, or, you know, a combination of all of that good stuff that we eat too much of. I got to tell you, my favorite thing, and I actually made them. I learned how to make them for the first time. It's a family thing, and some of you might have tasted these before. Maybe it's not even part of what's on your table for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but creamed onions is white pearl onions. Oh, so good. So sadly, for many of the people, because of Sandy, for many of them, they're thankful they're alive, but they're not thankful for how long it took to be responded to and a plethora of other things. But at least now there are going to be some temporary jobs anyway to clean up Sandy. And that's where that money's coming from. That's going to finance the cleanup, and they're going to rebuild spots in New York City and some of the other counties. What they're paying the workers is interesting. It's $15 an hour, and they say it's probably going to take about 6 months. So you've got the state, you've got FEMA. They're trying to put these jobs out there, and including administrative assistants and community workers, relations workers, because of what's happened in Red Hook, what's happened in Seaside Heights, because that's more New Jersey, but Staten Island, although they're trying to replicate the same thing with people that still don't have electricity, believe it or not. There are a lot of people that find themselves in that position, and at least the displaced and the people who happen to be looking for jobs will get some temporary relief if they get one of the cleanup jobs. But the cleanup is unbelievable. I know I've said this word several times, but there is no other adjective to describe what I've seen and what's being talked about. Even in southern New Jersey, that they haven't mentioned that as much, in Atlantic City, where it was one of the hardest hit places originally, you had half of the boardwalk just completely chopped off, but you had a town underwater, Ventnor, so all those homes wrecked, and they're doing the rebuilding thing. You had boats that are still displaced and are sitting in the middle of the street, and they have to clear those off. The casinos in Atlantic City are just completely dead. During the week, hardly anyone going through the casinos. And they're talking about shortening, at least some of them are talking about shortening the amount of days they're going to be open, like staying open 3 days and then being dark during the week, because there just isn't enough people to make it worthwhile to keep it open. So then all those people would also be cut back, and that's just a little slice of what it's like. Store owners like the one you heard, completely down and out and saying, hey, there's nothing we could do, we couldn't save it. So lots and lots of lost businesses. And then the question of what to do, rebuild or not. Do we build in the same area or not? Well, there was a break in the action from the misery of Sandy, even along the East Coast, because you had 247 million shoppers. You know, that's up. That's in the last 4 days. That's up 9% from last year. All totaled, the amount said to be spent across the nation is $59.1 billion. The average shopper spent $423. So some people are feeling pretty generous or saved of the money or just flat out spending it. Because I think that's just the beginning. You know, $59.1 billion, this is the first 4 days. What looked like it was going to be a really gloomy season with the threats from Washington and higher taxes and all that kind of stuff and closing loopholes and going after entitlements, what looked to be a gloomy holiday because of that and a few other things seems to have lifted. If in just 4 days, $59 billion, I think you're going to see record numbers for Christmas, and maybe that's about burying the sadness of Sandy or other things and just saying, oh, what the heck, we'll just charge it and we'll pay for it later. Hopefully that's not the case with everybody out there, because that's the kind of world that we live in. Look at the government, for goodness sake. That's why we're having these arguments and have 5 weeks to come up with a solution, because everything was charged. All right, we started off with Sandy, and I wanted you to hear another take on Sandy, just to get the sense of, and what I've now seen, of how horrible this is and how much work there is to be done. Here's another guy's perspective.
You wake up freezing, you go to sleep freezing. If I leave my room with a little heater in it, it's even colder. It's just horrible all around.
Yeah, pretty bad. Like I said, you don't realize. And if there was anything to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, is that you have that, some of you, hopefully all of you listening to me, have that roof over your head versus going through what some of these people are going through. And the help was slow to get there, but now it's at least starting to happen. I guess that's certainly the good news. So later this week on America Tonight, we'll be talking more about what's happening in D.C. with the D.C. insiders and what's also been the big stories from the past year. We'll start to look back on some of those and then look ahead to the future of what we want to see happen in 2013 that hopefully will be different in some ways from what we saw in 2012. And we'll mix in a Nail the Score, too, as well. That happens on our Wednesday into Thursday show. You don't have to be a football fan. It's just like playing the Powerball. Once we have a game of the week, once that's announced, you call in, give us your winner and what you think the score will be. You can even steal our guesses. And maybe we'll see someone win this one. Out of the gate, we had a winner. Dave, maybe we'll have a second winner. That would be absolutely terrific. All right, we're punting it here to another side on America Tonight. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you've never had love before. That you're lovely and you're perfect, and that somebody wants you.
So, what do you think, America? Is it a big mistake for Pete King, the congressman from New York, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham to say, hey, we got to act like adults and we got to come to the table and be willing to compromise? So it's not ironclad anymore. The tax agreement that we signed, the Grover-Norquist tax agreement saying we wouldn't raise taxes, we can't be held to that any longer. We're going to break the tax pledge. Do you think that's foul of them to do that, and they should be not thinking of compromise, and they should let the chips fall where they may? Or is this the grown-up thing to do to try to come up with an answer to this looming problem that's been around for a while now? I mean, this is, again, nothing new. We knew this was happening. Congress knew it was happening. And, you know, this tax reform pledge, this Americans for Tax Reform group, which is Grover Norquist's group, has been signed by 238 Congress folks and 41 senators. And so far it's been inescapable for anyone who's a Republican who signed this either on a national level or statewide, because in this is one of the things that they ran on. This is one of the staples. Hey, no new taxes. I've said it. I've pledged it. I signed it 20 years ago. And so for some people, that's the thing. They've signed it a long time ago, and they're saying, listen, the world's changed. The economic situation is different. I mean, come on, give me a break. I signed this 20 years ago, and you think I'm going to be held to this? It's ridiculous. Everything has to be out there. It has to be on the table. So they're softening that stance. So the question is, does that affect how you would vote? Would you not vote for them after breaking that if they compromise to that if they're open to changes in taxes. But the one thing that the Republicans are saying is they're open to that, but only if Democrats are going to cut some federal spending by scaling back entitlement programs. So what does that look like, the entitlement programs? Well, you're talking about Medicare and Social Security. That's the entitlement programs that they would take a chunk out of. And, you know, what is that? So what does that mean, entitlement reform? How many people out there are thinking, Social Security, is that on the table? People are concerned about Social Security. Why? Because we're already robbing Social Security anyway to pay off all the other stuff. Whew. It's going to be interesting 5 weeks, because that's what we have left. 5 weeks. Do you believe it? So let me throw out the numbers again here on America Tonight at this part of Odds and Ends. We're going to go to the dungeon next, but 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know you're out there, Izzy and Dan in Texas, tripping on probably too much turkey. You know, that's what happens. Turkey's good, but then you start to eat those leftovers, and it's brutal. Ooh, you feel like one of those Macy's Day balloons going down the street. If you watch any of that, you know how they're giant and they're just crashing into the buildings, or they look like they're going to crash into the buildings anyway. I would say this is the blunder of the weekend anyway. This story that came out about Casey Anthony and the fact that you had investigators, that the computers are always so big now in any case, in any evidence situation, going through all the evidence. And with the evidence, what happened was you have different search ways to search. So you have Internet Explorer or Mozilla or whatever it is that you use. And Casey Anthony, when they went through her home computer, the computer expert only went through Internet Explorer, not Mozilla, which was her preferred method, apparently, of really searching things on the Internet. So not that she never used Internet Explorer, but she definitely used Mozilla. So what does that mean in plain English? She was on the Internet searching for surefire ways of suffocation. At least that was something that was typed in there and some other things. And the detectives missed that potentially a huge, huge evidence, you know, data mining stuff that might have made a huge difference. Can I say that word again? Huge. Would have made a huge difference, perhaps. I don't even know that for sure, but could have made a huge difference in the outcome of that case. People were enraged by the little girl showing up dead and so close to the grandparents' house and what happened there and how that whole thing played out in that courtroom drama. So much so, people were clamoring to get tickets to be inside the courtroom, and day in and day out it was talked about what happened in the case and the new twists, all that kind of stuff. And so they missed one of the key search terms, one of the key things that where you would go. They somehow completely botched that. So I'm going to say the detectives in this case had to have been absolutely mortified that they overlooked it. But I don't know their names. But we got to take those detectives and we have to make them sit in our little dungeon, because this could have made such a huge difference when you think of the search that came up on Mozilla about surefire suffocation methods. You have to be kidding. You have to be kidding, because one of the things that they agreed upon is, you know, prosecutors were arguing this, that 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony was poisoned with chloroform, then suffocated by duct tape that was over her mouth and nose. They found her body 6 months after she disappeared in a field near the family home, but it was too decomposed for an exact cause of death to be determined. And remember, the jurors scattered away like the wind because they didn't want to be interviewed, and they didn't want to have to talk about the verdicts because they were afraid that they were targets, and they said they didn't have enough the two that did talk about it, so they didn't have enough information to the prosecution to improve their case. So would this have made a difference? I'm going to say it might have made a huge difference. In fact, a big difference if I'm sitting there in a jury panel and I hear that this is exactly what was being searched and how many times it was searched and all that other kind of stuff. It would probably have had an impact on me. So for that, I'm going to say those detectives that messed up in Orlando need to sit in our dungeon for at least a few minutes. Do the honors, man.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, but Casey Anthony's old news, sadly, you know, the fact that nobody goes to jail for her murder and that she's like, oh, well, oh, it's so sad. Seems as though the big misjustice of justice was not, you know, was carried out in Florida, that nobody goes to prison for this. There were 1,200 Firefox entries, including the suffocation search, that were overlooked. How about that? And think about 2011. That's when Casey Anthony was acquitted of the murder. And we remember we had reports from Chris O'Donnell from that courthouse down there and saying how crazy it was, the insanity of so many media people were there and the outrage and listening to the verdict and, you know, all of that. But, hey, the jurors said they could not prosecute her because the prosecutors didn't conclusively prove how Kaylee had died. But this is a piece of information that I think would have made a big difference in at least what the jury wanted to know, what they heard, all that kind of stuff, and they didn't get that piece of information. So there you have it. That's to me, that's the blunder of the week. You might think the blunder of the week was actually the fair or foul. And of course, that was whether or not the Republicans, who were so pressed to always say, I pledge no more taxes year in and year out, are now saying, you know what, we got to play in the same sandbox, so we're going to have to avoid going over this cliff, and we're going to say, if you give us some of the entitlements, then we're going to say okay to the tax increases. Coming up, we're doing the mailbag thing.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Monday here on America Tonight. Are you going to jump on the computer and do a lot of that online shopping stuff? You know what Cyber Monday means? 85% of working adults who are going to shop this season are going to spend time online during working hours. They say the average is 4 hours in an average working day. 4 hours? Wow. And what is it mostly you're going to buy? We've talked about this. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Clothing, 28%. Electronics, 22%. Toys, 18%. Books, movies, music, 12%. Oh, Cyber Monday. I hope it doesn't crash the internet, or at least the websites that I'm on. I hope the same for you as well. With that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Charlie D, who says, "Hey, Katie D, been listening to the show, like what you're talking about, especially when it comes to this fiscal cliff. It is the ultimate non-buzzword. I am sick of hearing about it. We've been talking about it too much. How come this crisis wasn't averted in the first place? Why didn't they solve this riddle a long, long, long time ago? Can't we do something about tying the senators and Congress folks' pay to what they actually achieve, like most people have to do in the corporate world? Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Who's voting on that? Oh, that's right, the people who have control in the first place. I don't think so. but it's a good suggestion. You have to be more than present. You have to vote on X amount of things. You have to have a certain read time and know, excuse me, a bill before you vote on it, because ultimately that becomes a law. The law, unless it's vetoed, that becomes a law that you and I have to live with. So wouldn't it be great if we had some kind of reform in that area? But doubt that it's going to happen anytime in the near future. It is frustrating. And now we're going to have 5 weeks of conversation. I'd be shocked. And maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe that's the idea. Soften this whole thing up and we're going to just, boom, try to get through it, blow through it, and that's it, and move on and take the bullet. So the Republicans who are saying, forget the tax pledge I signed and what I said, I've got to give something here to get something, and I'm willing to make a deal, and let's just move on from this. But I think it'll come down to the last moment possible when something happens here. This is going to be a wicked dance that's going to continue to go on until the very last minute. It's like musical chairs. Did you like playing musical chairs when you were young? I didn't really like it because I thought it was intense, you know, you're running around the corner and all those chairs, boom, they're moving them. And especially if you ended up at the end, because who wants to be there? Who wants to be the person that falls on the floor? And that's the answer. Nobody wants to be the person that falls on the floor, so they're going to come up with some kind of a Band-Aid to solve temporarily the crisis, I think. But maybe not. Maybe we'll be surprised. All right, quickly, let's go through a few more as I kind of digress here. This one from Greg Korn. Greg says, wow, I did wait in one of those long lines over the weekend. My wife talked me into it. We got some huge deals, but I got to say, I was completely exhausted. I just spent Sunday lying on the couch watching every football game known to man. That was my reward. But I was frozen, I was tired, and I was edgy when I got into that store. But we did get the deals, and we probably saved maybe $450. Or maybe they let us think we saved $450. Longest line I waited in. 4.5 hours. How about that? Is that good for a honey-do list? Whew, you get the gold star. 4.5 hours, that's above and beyond to be married and wait in a line. Good for you for doing that. You save the money, I guess, in the end, but that's a lot of time. I suppose if you, any more with iPads or music or other things, you could entertain yourself, but the idea of just waiting, ooh, that'd be rough. How about this one from Dennis Cataldi, who says, hello, America, tonight, happy, happy, happy holidays to you and all the listeners of this show. The end of the year, who do you think is going to be on the Time magazine cover as the person of the year? It's not so much that I care about Time. I just wonder who the person of the year will be. I don't know. Good question. I guess that issue isn't out. Is that issue out? Apparently not. It comes out in the next couple weeks. We know who some of the top contenders are. I think in your top five, how much you want to bet Chris Christie is in the top five? The most interesting person, they could make it Time. They could say that it was Obama because of the elections, or it could be something else that happened big during the year. Of course, it's going to be something that happened that was big, and there were a whole bunch of things, and we're going to do retrospectives, by the way, on the year, looking back, and then, of course, looking ahead. I'm going to say they're going to give it to Obama, if I'm a betting person, but Chris Christie comes in the top five. Because there was a lot of conversation about Chris Christie, and especially Sandy kind of sealed the deal with that. All right, here's one from Dale, who says, Kate, I have to say that I am just so tired of reading about this fiscal cliff nonsense. First of all, I think the fiscal cliff is a trumped-up word to scare people. And maybe we should be scared because the people in charge of the Treasury and our fates and fortunes, in a sense, don't know a hill of beans about economy. Look at what's happened in the past. Do they not learn from things that happened in the past? You can't control everything, certainly. But we see what's going on with Greece and what's happening in other European countries. You've had lots of people on to talk about that. And do we learn nothing from what's going on there? It's very, very frustrating to watch this from the sidelines. I will tell you, and you say this on the show, I have contacted both my congressman and a senator, too, as well. So I'm not sitting by and not saying anything. I'm actually speaking up and trying to lend a voice to this. It seems as though this is a solution that should have been thought of a rather long time ago until we continue to go down that debt path. Everything on credit, what happens ultimately? A lot of your listeners probably have suffered that fate and know what that's like. Yeah, you get the temporary relief. You're just not thinking about it. You're like in fantasy land. Ooh, I want this. No, I need this. Ooh, I can get this. Ooh, I got to pay with this. Ah, just use this. And then it gets to the point where people are using credit cards for groceries and other things, and then before you know it, whammo, they are in trouble, and they cannot have a shovel big enough to dig them out of it. A backhoe wouldn't get them out of it, and they end up in dire straits, desperate financial situations. So we all have to deal with that, but yet we constantly find that the government is getting things on credit. It's all on the credit card, credit card, credit card. And then the complete shock and awe that we're in the $16 trillion debt is, wow, just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. So, Dale, I would have to agree. It's we're tired of it, and there has to be a better way to go about this business. And this is why Congress has such low approval ratings. I mean, such terrible approval ratings. This shouldn't have gotten to this position in the first place. And we can go back before even this administration. We go back into the last one and into the banks too big to fail and the mistakes that were made there. There was just so many costly mistakes that have added up. And the fact that we continue to just wave the credit card around was what's so shocking and has to end. Because future generations, I mean, they're the ones that are going to be stuck. What's the tax rate going to be on anyone in the future that's like 20 now? What are my nephew at 11 years old? What's his tax rate going to be? You hear this in countries that have outrageous taxes where they're 90%. It's going to be 90%? That's not much of a profit margin. Can you imagine? Ooh, 90%? And isn't that why athletes escaped certain countries and went to safe haven places so that they could actually keep more of their money? Is that ultimately the kind of situation that we're going to end up in America? Hopefully not. One last one quickly. This one from Sweeney, who says, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, what's your favorite Christmas song? I heard you bagging on Christmas music last week. Bah humbug. I could listen to it all year long. I like Drummer Boy. Little Drummer Boy, I do. I like that. Probably Jingle Bells on the cheesier side. Drummer Boy, that's my number one. Absolutely, I'm sticking with it.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Shotgun snap at the 9-yard line. Gresham out to the left. Three receivers out to the right. A.J. right in the middle of the three. Dalton throws.
Nice. End zone. Sanu with his second touchdown catch of the day. A pinpoint throw from the red rifle. 20-0 Cincinnati.
Here's the Cutler snap. Cutler moving to his left. Cutler from behind. Going to throw to the end zone. Diving grab. Far side of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Max Spain. Diving catch.
Shotgun to Breeze on second. Looking, looking, throws a bit of water, stopped it, and running the other way for the 49ers to the 30, 20, 10, 5, pick 6, Ahmad Brooks.
First and goal from the 15. Reed broken eye to the right, slot to the boundary left. And a deep draw hand off to Richardson. He finds a tackle, he's 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, and the Browns take the lead back.
And he's back. Steps up. Throws one to the end zone for Randall, who makes the catch. Touchdown time. Reuben Randall's first career touchdown catch. And the Giants are back in front. And that ends the Eli Manning touchdown pass drought at 3 games and almost 1/4.
A good high kick coming forward. T.Y. Hilton's going to be able to play it at the 25. He cuts up field, looks for a block 30, gets the 35, 40, gets the 45, here they go. How about he? 45, 40, 30, 20, excuse me, 10, touchdown, T.Y. Hilton, 73 on the return.
Ryan Lindley, the quarterback, he's thrown two picks in this game, no touchdown passes, but he's had some good moments, looks pretty good, save a few throws. He'll throw left side here, and this is a bad one, picked off by Jenkins on the 40, near side 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. His second interception return for a touchdown. That pass was woefully underthrown right to Jenkins, and he takes it back to the house, 27-17.
week for some of those teams, although we constantly say that. But, boy, it was tough to predict what was going to happen this time around. And I think it started with the Thursday games. Thanksgiving was tough because they were so tight, which is indicative of what the year's been like. Houston and Detroit. Detroit seemingly had that game, even though it was close, and they blew that. Dallas was trying to play catch-up to Washington all day long, so it's not a surprise that they blew it. New England stomped on the Jets, 49-19. How about Cincinnati in a who-cares game over Oakland, 14-10? But some of the more interesting, I think, games that unfolded, Denver and how Denver's been playing. Denver trounces KC. That seems like that would be a layup. Baltimore and San Diego, much more difficult to predict that one. Baltimore winning that by a couple of points, 16-13. And the New York Giants, you heard the call there with Eli Manning, and he's been really beaten up a lot in the press by the sports types in columnists in New York and by some of the fans. Some of you are listening to me in the New York, New Jersey area. And, boy, I'll tell you, the two teams, the Jets are just awful. And the Giants are still in the lead in the NFC East. So the Giants thrash Green Bay 38-10. And that was a big performance that was put on by Eli Manning, without a doubt. Matt, obviously, you have to be disappointed that Minnesota didn't pull up against Chicago. But, hey, Chicago there, I mean, there was a few mistakes that happened, I think, for the Vikings. I thought the Vikings would have won that one.
I thought they would have, too. But, you know, can't win them all, and it really sucks because today, you know, the Packers lost. And who else? There are a lot of NFC playoff, borderline playoff teams that they lost. And, you know, the Vikings would have been right in the mix, but can't win them all. I was asleep for part of the game. I'll admit that. So I think the loss wasn't as bad for me because I didn't have to watch it all.
Yeah, it's always good when you fall asleep. That means you've had a good time, obviously, during the week. And so if you weren't waiting in lines, you were maybe off with friends having a fun party time. So that part's good. And then that means you're going to crash when the games unfold. But it is a good time to remind you, yes, we have another week of Nail the Score. We have several weeks left of Nail the Score. So if you've never heard us do that, it's fun, and a lot of people call in, and we have fun with it. And it's for three segments on our Thursday morning show in the third hour. The third hour. You don't have to know anything about the NFL. Who cares? It's just like picking lottery numbers, Powerball numbers. Think of it that way. The supercomputer picks a team, and you tell us what you think the score is going to be and who's going to win, what team is going to win. For example, it's so easy. If the game of the week, and we didn't have any Nail the Score winners, by the way. If the game of the week had been, because I'm going to pick a different one out. If the game of the week had been Miami and Seattle, Miami won that 24-21. If you had said that, then you would have nailed the score. Oh, how easy. That was one of those games that was hard to get a handle on, too. And it's just in that kind of season. And I said this in the beginning, it seems like I'm always saying that. But truly, it really has been that kind of a. It really has been that kind of a year. I think in the NFL, it's, you know, the days long are gone. The days of playing fantasy football and really feeling like you've come out of the chute and you've nailed it. And it's because I think there's more parity in the league. That's what's made a big difference versus you had the dominant teams of the, you know, late of the 80s and before that and really into the 90s. Then you started to see more parity happen. And, of course, salary cap had something to do with that. And with players moving and line shifting and you still have the normal injuries that you have to deal with. That really started to show up, and you started to see some interesting things happen, I think, weekly in the NFL, which makes it tough for people who are gambling. It makes it tough for the people who are doing the fantasy football thing, but it makes it, oh, so much more interesting in one sense that it's not so easy to predict who's going to win the game. It's not so easy. It seems like it would be, but hardly. Otherwise, there would be no need for the people who are being paid to help predict such things. And trust me, there are people that are making a pretty good living doing that. Over the weekend, too, I used to be such a huge boxing fan, and that used to be one of the things one of my fortes, one of the things sports-wise I knew a lot about because I was so into it. And then I kind of lost some of the interest because the heavyweight division wasn't interesting anymore, and it was just alphabet soup to me. But Hector Macho Camacho, at 50 years old, big news, dies after being shot. And then for fight fans, you know, to watch him fight, actually, it was pretty interesting because he really ignited the crowds. He was a crowd guy. There was something about his personality that just lit the fuse when he came into the ring, and he was known for being flamboyant, I guess. That's probably why. He had a brutal personal life outside of the ropes, just terrible. Had all kinds of problems with the cops. You'd always read about him getting stopped for this or getting pulled over for this or having cocaine in his pocket or other things. And this is a talented, this was a guy who was a talented boxer who was known for his bouts with JCC, and I'll tell you, they would just waited and waited to meet each other in the ring, and they had a couple of incredible run-ins, and especially if you go back to the early 90s, but he fought for three decades, and what a sad ending to his life. The fact that he got caught up in something and ended up being shot and then died. He was shot while he was sitting in a parked car outside of a bar with a friend, and then ultimately taken to the trauma center in San Juan and pronounced dead. And you can only imagine the outpouring from people who loved Macho Camacho. I heard it's like 25 flower shops descended on his family's house. Just absolutely incredible.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.